The Gifts and Calling of God by E.G. White. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Without whose repentance? Ours. This is what I wish to show you today. First, as to the gifts of God, Acts chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. When the people of Lystra were about to worship Paul and Barnabas, they uttered this explanation, in which is shown that when God suffered all nations to walk in their own ways, he gave them still the natural gifts without repentance. And so in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, all these then come upon all, repentant and unrepentant. Now as to spiritual gifts, these too are without repentance. John chapter 3, verse 16. Was this after the annual repental or before? Romans chapter 5, verses 6, 8, and 10. Christ died then for the ungodly, for sinners, and for his enemies, and in God gave everything. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. It does not say, how shall he, but how shall he not freely give us all things? If he gave his own Son for sinners, how can he keep from giving us all things? So, in the first great gift, we have everything that God can give. With him, not without him. If we do not accept him, we cannot have the other gift. But those who have him have all. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. So it is true that the gifts are without repenting. Then the calling. How extensive is this? Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. The calling, then, is unto salvation. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. He calls to repentance. So the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Romans chapter 10, verses 11 to 17. So that gift by which men call upon God is a gift of itself. God calls men to call men to him. Acts chapter 2, verse 39. Where then does repentance come in? We cannot unless we repent. But Romans chapter 2, verse 4, last part. That is where repentance comes in. In these gifts, God displays his goodness and expects the viewing of his goodness will lead men to turn to him. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10. If I be lifted up, the Savior says, I will draw all men to me. The lifting up of the Savior was a manifestation of God's goodness. Now, Acts chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. He is exalted to give repentance to man. So, by God's goodness, is in this way, repentance is made a gift also. Now, I want to read all through the Scriptures several texts to show this is the description he has given of himself. Exodus chapter 33, verse 13, and chapter 34, verses 5 to 9, shows where and when the Lord proclaimed himself. So great, so grand, so good was God, that Moses pleaded that he and the children of Israel might have a character like him. The very purpose of all this was that men might be led from their evil to his goodness. Hosea chapter 11, verses 2 to 9, and chapter 8, verse 12. Now in giving the law, what was it for? Because he loved men. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 2 and 3, and Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. After he had spoken the law, Moses spoke this that men might see their sins and turn to God and have their sins taken away. Now, Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. Again, when the people had sinned so fearfully, God represents himself as taking them by the arm and drawing them from their evil. And even when the time came that they ought to be given up, he exclaims, "How shall I give thee up?" Showing his great love for them, holding back a little longer. Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 1. Because of the inevitable outcome of their wickedness, God was constantly trying to draw them away from the evil ways they followed. Now the New Testament, Titus chapter 3, verses 3 to 7. What made us better than we were? the love of God, our Savior, appeared, not by our own works, but according to His disposition to trust us better than we deserve. So the tenor of the whole Scripture is that God's love draws men to repentance, all His gifts being given without it. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. What makes us different? God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It is God's love, who is rich in mercy, that changed us and made us different from what we were. It is the goodness of God alone that can change us. Only by beholding it and worshiping Him can we become better, as the man changes into that which he worships, being conformed into the character he worships. Read the Savior's words in Matthew chapter 7, verses 10 to 11, Romans chapter 3, verses 8 to 19. To become better, then, we must have true and exalted views of God, that we can worship Him for what He is, and so grow into His likeness. So then, when He draws us to Him, He bestows upon us His goodness for His Son's sake. Is this not so? Read John chapter 1, verse 12, and the margin. To as many as received Him, He gave them the right and privilege to become sons, with no preference, and heirs of all things. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. The bondservant of sin abideth not, but the Son abideth forever. That is the promise, free from sin, and free indeed. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. Why in fear of death? Romans chapter 6, verse 21. All have sinned. Death waits for all. And so, all wait in fear. But the Savior suffered death to deliver us by conquering Satan, who had the power of death. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 8 and verse 17. If some, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus, and He is heir of all, and so all will be ours. In receiving Jesus we receive all, and it is the goodness of God that does it all. Now we receive the Spirit of adoption, the bondservant not abiding in the house forever, but the Spirit of adoption making us sons. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. And this is what the Savior said in John chapter 8. Eternal life then belongs to such. But there is something more yet. When we receive Jesus Christ and become sons of God, then the Father loves us equally with His own Son. We all ought to know this and try to realize it and know that God is love. Read John chapter 17, verses 17 to 23, and always remember it. God wants us to know and believe it, even if we cannot understand it. We cannot comprehend it, but we can believe it and enjoy it, and we will have all eternity to study it all. What is then our privilege to be loved as He loves His own Son? For God is love, and he that dwelleth in God dwells in love. John chapter 17, verse 26. What then is it that makes us good? What else but the goodness of God? Remember what John says, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3? It was the wonderful love that astonished him. He could only wonder and admire without understanding it. Is it not so then that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance?